U.S. President Barack Obama says those photos of Osama bin Laden's body will not be released. The White House has been under intense pressure to release the images to prove the terrorist leader is actually dead. But the president says they're too grisly and that it wouldn't be in America's national interest to release them. The Palestinians' main warring factions, Fatah and Hamas, have now ended their four-year feud. The leaders of the two factions have signed a landmark agreement in Cairo that allows them to form a joint government ahead of national elections next year. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the deal is a blow to peace and a victory for terrorism. There'll be tough new rules for teenage parents on welfare in next week's federal budget. Teenage parents will have their benefits cut if they refuse to go to school or attend training. This is part of the government's plan to get more people off welfare and back into work. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor will seek three arrest warrants for crimes against humanity in Libya. Luis Moreno Ocampo isn't naming names, but he says crimes are still being committed there. The western Libyan city of Misrata is still coming under heavy fighting. Another ship carrying much-needed aid has managed to dock in the port. And the leading economics forecaster is predicting a bigger-than-expected budget deficit. Deloitte Access Economics says it expects next week's budget will be $51 billion in the red. Now, it blames the continuing effects of the global financial crisis and also the impact from a string of natural disasters for that blowout.